And we are back. AskTheContractors.com, your source for local home improvement pros. We cut through it all and nail things down. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Bird. You ever heard this term, tool time with Toddy? I kind of like that. You know, it's tool time with Toddy.
Oh, no.
No.
You write all your own stuff,
and Paul hasn't gone away. Yeah. He hasn't gone away.
Oh, my goodness.
AskTheContractors.com. Go to our trusted website. I got a jolt out of you. I love it. We've kept Paul Reeves on because he's going to be a part of the question of the week. Okay, we got the giggles out. Let's try and read through this.
Okay. No, yes. Okay.
I want to thank everyone for staying with us. Okay, question of the week comes from S in California. Here's the question. And pay attention closely. This is a long one here. Can we re-side one end of a horizontally sided house with vertical siding? We have wide bevel wood exterior siding, which is horizontal. And then it goes on to say, could we re-side just one end of the house in a vertical channel or board and batten siding in wood or metal? Where the two sidings meet on the corners, how would they be finished where they become joined? We are trying to avoid a full re-siding job since the siding is pretty good shape, but the gable end of our ranch faces the street and vertical siding would improve the look. So let's take this one at a time. First of all, can they re-side one end of a horizontal house with vertical siding?
Absolutely.
And I vote for yes on that too, by the way.
Yep.
And how would, when it comes into the horizontal, how would they make that transition? If in fact they have to make a transition at all.
So, well, anytime you do something where we're replacing siding and we're meeting existing siding, you're going to go around the corner and the first thing you and I technically are going to do is making sure that we get everything flashed properly and everything sealed. Now, we've done these projects in the past, and you're basically going to have to take the type of molding on your horizontal siding. And it's got a wide bevel, so we know that butts on the end.
Mm-hmm.
And on your vertical siding, it's going to either lay flat or be butt on the edge, but it's going to be a little bit different. So we're going to get new pieces of both, and we're going to rip them on the table saw to make sure that they have a nice 22-degree fit,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be sealed. And then we'll have a nice transition that way.
And, of course, behind that, we're using a product such as like Tyvek, and you mentioned some other products that can be put behind that siding because corners and those transitional places take a beating.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, siding expands and contracts.
It moves.
And the caulking sometimes becomes loose. Water can get in behind. So you really want to make sure you're properly flashed. Could we re-side just one end of the house in a vertical channel or board and batten siding with metal? Are they limited to wood or can it be done in metal siding?
No, you can. They have metal transition strips for the edges, so absolutely you can do metal.
So, and it goes on to say here, where two sidings meet on the corners, and I think we covered that, where they meet on the corners, we
right.
want to make sure you're properly flashed and the transition is well protected.
Yes.
We are trying to avoid a full side siding job since the siding is in great shape. But the gable end of our ranch faces the street and vertical siding would improve the look. Well, of course it'll improve the look.
Sure.
I don't see any big issue here with them going forth with whether they want horizontal or vertical.
Oh, no. This is actually very standard procedure, mm-hmm. especially for us. And we're assuming that gable end probably faces south or west, and it has probably taken a lot of weather.
Mm-hmm.
And as you and I talked about earlier, when we get that siding off, we should plan on reflashing not just the corners, but if there's windows or vents and along the top and the bottom edge, really make sure that's got good weatherproofing.
And of course, with you, Paul, when it comes to siding, you're going to make sure they have proper insulation behind that siding. And we talked about this in the second segment. You know, you might want to upgrade your windows at that time. If you're going through that expense of upgrading siding, even if it's not all the windows, even if it's just the side that you're putting the new siding on, upgrade to those dual pane windows, upgrade your insulation, and make sure that your house is better protected after going through this type of an expense.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And a lot of people are coming to me saying, well, let's talk about metal. And when we really get down to it, it's the south or the western exposure, and the siding takes such a weathering. we'll buy a better grade of wood siding, and we'll make sure the back and all of the edges, even after the cuts, are all sealed. And that will really extend the life of siding.
You know, another tip on wood siding is it's good to primer both sides before you put it up.
We always do.
Yeah, you're primering both sides. Absolutely. Just don't slap it up, then have the painter come and paint. You want to primer both sides. You're going to get a much more durable product by doing that. So, hey, I've had Paul Reeves on to help answer this question. My favorite part of the show, Ask the Contractor a Question. Paul, you did a great job.
That's a great question.
Give Paul a call at 916-437-4293. And if you have questions about your home, like siding, he can answer these questions. And I also want to thank S in California here for listening. And by the way, S, if you have pictures of your siding job, send them so we could post them on the website. Hey, you're listening to AskTheContractors.com. And listen, if you folks have a question for AskTheContractors.com, give it to me. Send me your question. I will answer it right here on the air. And I might even give you a call and we can answer it together. And if I can't answer that question, I'm going to reach out to one of my trusted pros on AskTheContractors.com website and pull them on the air here, like Paul, and we're going to answer that question and get you the right information so you can make the right decision.